that spot, we can go from there.
Hello, Rick.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, Rick, how are you doing?
I'm not doing too bad, just staying busy.
Oh, well, that's good. It's never a bad problem to have, is it?
Definitely not, definitely not.
So I'm just kind of taking a look at everything here. Let me see. Okay, so have you considered putting the company on the first page of Google before?
Well, this is the first time I've actually heard about it. Like I was telling her, I did go through the verification process of setting up a business account with Google and everything. I do have an email address with y'all and all that stuff. We're just waiting for the verification to come back, which, according to Google, it takes up to 2 weeks or 3 weeks, you know, which is fine, you know. But, I mean, if the opportunity is available, then I'll definitely, you know, take up on that for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. So I want to be clear with you, Rick. We're not Google. Google will never call the general public. They have their 40 premier partners in the U.S. that help you, the small to medium-sized business owner, achieve first page placement on Google. Any licensed business owner can go ahead and register for a Google business profile as you've already began the process, and that's fantastic. Having the Google business profile is definitely the first step. However, it doesn't necessarily achieve first page placement, which is where 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made, right?
Gotcha.
People don't scroll past the first page. When's the last time that you scrolled down into the pages to find something that you needed on Google?
Well, in my line of work or my many lines of work, I have to do that quite often, but that's mainly because I'm searching things that are very specific.
Exactly.
Know,
right. So if you're not you, if you're the... Right. So if you're the guy who sits behind the desk and doesn't have the tools or gifts that you have, they have different tools and gifts, and they need somebody to come cut some trees down, they're going to the first page of Google. They're going to read the reviews. And there's enough providers on that first page in order to get them the type of results that they need or that they're looking for, right? Because that's where the best of the best are listed. And that's what we want to do for you. So we're definitely going to make it as affordable as possible in order to show you the strongest return on investment. Now, the verification process with Google does take, usually we get it done in about 7 to 10 days. Again, we have that specific relationship with Google where we're able to verify on behalf of our clients. So if we get into your account and we determine that there's any missing information, anything that might be holding up that process, we're going to get that from you, and we're going to do re-verification immediately so that we can go ahead and get it up. Because at the end of the day, your success is our success. With a program that's done month to month with no contract, it has to be performance-based. It has to make money for you in order for you to keep it, right?
Right, right.
Right. So that's what we do here is we only work with one client per industry, per category, per service area. So my company, Local Splash, has been in business for 19 years. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we have a Google Premier partnership. So Google themselves deals with the large corporations. They deal with, you know, Coca-Cola and Walmart, Target, all the companies that don't have to advertise yet do in the Google ad space. So they sell per click to those large corporations. For the small to medium-sized business owner like yourself, they have 40 Premier partners. That's my company. And our job is to make sure that all of your marketing dreams are coming true and following the Google guidelines and directions, things like that, because we have access to all of those things as a partner on behalf of our clients. Okay?
All right.
Now, jumping right into the price point here, I just want to verify a couple of things. April 5th, you've been a year, just a little, like a year and a month, right? Just about in business?
We have 8 years of industry experience, but as of April 5th, 2024 is when I actually established the LLC with the Secretary of State. Angie's List, for some reason, they put me as a year, but I didn't argue with them on it or anything.
Yeah.
I have the years of experience
right
to back it. I just never opened an LLC. But I recently purchased all the equipment, you know, skid steer, trailer, bucket truck, cars, everything else, you know, to set my own business. know.
You're fully invested. Okay, beautiful. And those years
of
experience.
Probably about $75,000 worth.
Whoa. Okay. Well, we get you a couple of the right jobs. It's definitely going to pay for itself. Now, with the services here that you're offering, obviously tree services, but are you also doing like land clearing and excavation?
I don't have an excavator, but I can do some land clearing. We do aggregates as well, so if a customer would like some sand hauled or any other type of aggregate, we can go supply that demand, and we can also spread it as well. So it's another thing that we do as well.
And you can do some, like, bush hogging or something with the skid steers, too, as well, if I'm not mistaken, or am I incorrect?
Well, I do have a tractor with a bush hog, so I've got a couple of different pieces of equipment.
Nice.
And it's a pretty big skid steer. It's actually a track loader with a grapple.
Okay. Well, I mean, if you're going to invest, you might as well go all in, right? You might as well get the daddy of the piece of equipment so that it can make its money back.
It's no different than buying a boat or buying something else. You know, you buy the little thing and then eventually you can invest up. You know, I'm not making that decision. I want something to do the work when I need it to be done. So.
Right. To get you the money that you need. I mean, it's better to have all the tools available. So I'm going to put you into our platinum package. I do believe that this is going to be an excellent fit for you. 6 weeks in. Fantastic. I mean, obviously, we're going to use those years of industry experience and showcase that on multiple platforms. However, the big ticket item here is going to be Google and Facebook. So do you have a Facebook page, personal or business, yet?
Yes, ma'am, I do. I actually have a business page, and it's listed under Twisted Pines Tree Service LLC.
Okay. And that Twisted Pines is with the Z, right?
Yes, ma'am. And
Perfect.
We're also listed on Angie's List as well.
Yes, I see that. Okay, all right. I definitely see that here as well. Okay, let me go ahead and look at that. So the major benefit to the position lies in the exclusivity. What that means is that once we begin to work with you on the first page of Google and Bing, we're going to close the category down. We aren't going to work with anybody else who offers the same services that you provide to your clients. Now, everything here is done month to month. There's no contract. New and business credit is actually, I found the logo and everything on Facebook. Okay. New and business credit is actually going to get you all the way down to a flat monthly investment rate of $249 month to month, no contract. Specifically, what the program will, what's that?
I said, well, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's not bad. There is a one-time setup fee that is $99 to cover all of the initial programming, website setup and everything. So it's $348 to get going and then $249 each month after that. Now, specifically what the program's going to include for you is the first page placement on Google there within the local map. So we go ahead and either complete or check. We're going to get that verification push through stat. Okay. Because again, if we're not performing, you're not staying. We know that, okay? So we have to get that going and the programming up and moving on that. Now, terms and conditions state a max of 30 to 45 days for first page placement. Doesn't always or even usually take that long, especially for where you're located. It's going to happen much faster than that, but I like to let you know what the terms and conditions state. If you were located in, you know, Dallas or some big, big city, yes, it's going to take the full 30 to 45 days, but you're not. So the advantage here is that the actual Google verification process for my company, again, terms and conditions state, max is about 7 to 14 days. We get it up and running. Once it's up, then we're able to provide the programming that's going to anchor it to the first page of services where people can find you for all of the keywords. Now, it does also include a full website within the package. There's not one I'm missing. So, Rick, with this, we're going to actually go ahead and purchase the domain and build out the site. We showcase the photos of your work. We brand your logo. And that website's up and running in the first 3 to 5 days. An actual www, you know, twistedpinestreeservice.com website where we brand that, and your clients have a dedicated space to land on. It does have lead capture form on it directly. So if somebody goes on there, punches in what they need, that lead is going to come directly to you via email. The leads are also going to come directly to you via text message and phone call, and you never pay per individual click, call, or lead with this. It all just drives the traffic directly to you, okay?
Okay.
We also go ahead and you're going to take your Facebook profile. We're going to put it on steroids. So we're going to provide it with programming, optimization, keywords, backlinking, manual submissions, and then we're going to take $100 of your $249 budget, and we're going to apply it directly to Facebook ads. Facebook ad clicks for my company are between 5 and 50 cents per click. We pass that savings down directly to our clients. So even on the highest end of that, you're looking at a minimum of 200 acquisitions just from the Facebook platform alone. Facebook ads are up and running in the first 7 to 14 days, and they're automatically being retargeted between both Google and Facebook to the specific zip codes that you want to come up in. So to paint the picture for you, if somebody goes to Google and they're looking for, you know, tree removal, or they need a specific service that you're providing, they're going to look that up. Whether or not they even click on your Google profile or your website, the next time they go to Facebook, if it's an area that you're targeting, you're going to automatically come up through their Facebook feed. Okay?
Wow. Okay.
Now, this is designed because it's a very inexpensive yet lucrative way, because 9 out of 10 people, when they're being retargeted at something else, the advantages here are huge, because we're branding your website, and in that micro moment when they're being retargeted, you're the only one that's in front of them. You're the only one that's
right,
in that moment, and they're like, oh, I already saw this guy a little bit ago. Oh, let me take a look here. Let me see.
Right.
And then it comes directly to you.
Mm-hmm. Right. Those are IP directed, I'm sure, huh?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And we also build out the business profiles for any remaining destinations. The most popular ones that Google indexes is going to be Yelp. We do Bing, Facebook, Apple. We're doing Google Maps, Apple Maps. We're making sure that in all of the most relevant places that Google indexes, when a keyword search is done. So that micro moment from the time that somebody puts in that keyword to the search result that's being produced on their screen, that Google calls that a micro moment. And in that micro moment when that's happening, Google is indexing these other destinations. When you have traction with these other destinations, the website's attached, all of these meta tags, it gives you a stronger, more dominant presence. We also help with review generation and reputation management. And the beauty of the program is that it comes with a customized tracking and reporting system, Rick. So we don't expect you to take our word for it. We earn your business month in and month out. And with this, you get a downloadable app. So you're able to track the physical phone calls. It gives you a very professional greeting. You know, thank you for calling Twisted Pines. For current clients, press 1. For new clients, press 2. Or you can customize it. Say you have a gal work in the front office, or maybe your wife helps out when you're in the field. You can actually put it on Do Not Disturb and forward the calls over. All the calls are recorded for authenticity purposes. For any reason, if you lost a phone number or you lost an address you were supposed to go do a bid, you can go directly into the Local Splash call app. You'll be able to access that information. You can eliminate spam and robocalls from this app as well. So it's going to really drill down on the actual calls of legitimate clients and people coming directly to you. And then you get a client dashboard, and this is my favorite feature simply because you're able to log on to track the success of the entire package. How many clicks to the website,
right.
You know, location of the searches that have been performed. It takes your Google Analytics and it puts them on steroids. And at the end of the day, you are still in the driver's seat. So say you want to upload new photos to the website, you have full access to do that yourself from the client dashboard, or you can, you know, upload them or send them over to us and say, hey, I want this, I want that. You want to run a promotion, you can do it from the dashboard. But most importantly, you're going to be able to track the success of the package to see how well it is working for you.
Yeah, I've noticed that on the Google platform they had a way to track analytics, but it wasn't that in-depth for sure.
Right.
Definitely wasn't that in-depth.
Again, there, and this includes like the Facebook analytics, all the other destinations that we're including as well as the call tracking. And that's because, again, they're dealing with the large corporations. For the small to medium sized business owner, they know how important it is for you to have proper advertising, but they've deemed their 40 premier partners. So we've passed all the checks with Google. We have achieved all of the benchmarks directly with Google in order to maintain our partnership for the past almost 2 decades to help you guys. So I'm sure since this is all month to month that this is something you'd like to give a shot and allow me to earn your business, right?
For sure. Definitely.
Okay. So for account purposes here, Rick, I'm going to go ahead and get a little bit of information from you. Is your first name officially Rick, or was it, is it Richard, or?
No, ma'am. It's actually Rick A. Garcia.
Oh, you were a baby Rick. Oh, bring baby Rick over.
Yeah. Dad actually wanted me to be Ricky for some reason.
Okay.
Probably okay. 80 songs, you know.
Yes.
I remember who sung that song. Was it Warrant? I think sung that song. Warrant did.
Oh, gosh. Yes.
Ricky was, you know, 18 in life ago, I think it was.
Oh, my gosh. Here, let me Google it. Hold on.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was 18 in life to go.
Let me see. Yeah, it was by Skid Row. 18 in life to go.
Yeah,
yep.
Skid Row.
Yep.
That's right.
Yep.
Skid Row.
Oh my gosh, I just pulled it up. And if you could see the photograph of the guy, okay? He's doing the pretend gun, holding his hands together, doing the pretend gun with his bleach blonde locks, okay?
Yeah, that was definitely 80s hair bands, makeup, and Love Gun.
You know?
All about the Love Gun.
All about the Love Gun.
Sure. Yeah.
Oh, so I see an email address here.
A lot of Twisted kids made some Def Leppard.
Yes, I still love me. So I'm an 80s baby. I was born in 1980 myself. So.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's awesome. The good old days.
Right? Oh, man. I'm sending everything over via email to you now. I found an email address on the Facebook, twistedpines@gmail.com. Is that the best email for you?
That's me.
Okay. And then I'm sending out a couple of text messages to the line that we're speaking on, 228-342-2084. The first one is my direct phone number and extension line. You can lock that in as the lead on your account and point of contact for you, Rick. It's my job to make sure that you're getting what you want and need out of the package. The 877 number is something that you're going to want to program into the phone because that is how you will correspond to and from Local Splash. When you need to call in, you will call that 877 number. If you press 1, you'll be connected with client support. If you press 224, you'll be connected with me. Okay? Secondly, there's a 6-minute YouTube tutorial that takes you through the tracking and reporting system. And what this does is this is going to give you an overview of how to navigate that tracking system. We try to make things as simple as possible to meet everybody's needs. However, it is super important that you have full explanations. So if you need anything, just let me know, okay? I have a business address here of 15392 Mississippi 603.
Yeah, sometimes it comes up as Mississippi 603 and others say Highway 603, but that is
okay.
The proper address.
Okay, and that's a home office, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Okay.
For now, I'm in the process of buying some land and stuff that way I can have an actual equipment yard, you know.
But okay.
That's in the future.
But you still may not want it showing because it is an equipment yard. You may choose to keep it private. We'll only show the city, state, and zip code because we want to protect your proprietary information. So that's why we ask that question. If you see clients at your home, which I think is probably, I mean, never, if at all, because you go to them to bid the jobs. But if you see clients at your home, then we would brand the address. But because you don't, we want to keep it private. We go ahead and you know, put only the city, state, and zip code in order to protect you. Okay?
Okay. All right.
Now, with this, let me see here. Okay, are there going to be any other authorized users on the account, Rick, or is it just you?
It's just me.
Okay. And then I see that you have the logo and you have before and after photos. Did you happen to purchase a domain for the website yet?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
The only domains that I actually have is Facebook and whatever. I don't know what qualifies as a domain. Is it on Google? You know, it's, all it really is just a Gmail account with a list of business, you know. So that's
right.
Not necessarily a domain either.
No, it's not a domain, and that's perfectly fine. I just like to make sure, because I know you did mention that you got the email address. So I just wanted to make sure if you had purchased like a www.twistedpines.com domain.
Yeah, man.
Okay. It's included with the package already. So we're going to go over that during your client onboarding call. The technician is going to tell you what's available based on the demographics and geo-targeting of what you're offering. And then you guys will determine what is the best domain for the business. Okay?
Okay. All right.
Now, what are the hours of operation? When do you want the phone calls from the client?
I'm always available, you know, 6 to 6, you know. Technically,
okay.
We can do 24/7 technically. You know, that's mm-hmm. something to tell people, because if there's a bad storm that comes through, you
mm-hmm.
get a tree on your house and you need an emergency to come out. Emergency
mm-hmm.
situation, we will come out there, you know, but on Angie's list, I have it listed from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., you know.
Okay.
You can list it for 6 to 6 if you want, you know. That's perfectly
okay.
fine with me.
And then we'll put emergency services available so that they know. Now, one thing I always suggest is that you put trip charge may apply. That way, if you get called out in the middle of the night for some gobbledygook, you know, and the guy was a jerk and it wasn't cool and you need to charge him a trip charge, cool. Or if it's a little old lady who doesn't have the money to even pay for the service, yet you're going to do her a favor, you can waive
right.
it. But it shows on there,
yeah.
may apply, so people are prepared, okay?
Gotcha.
Now, I'm going to put Monday through Friday 6 to 6, or do you want it like Monday through Saturday? Or we could do like Monday through Friday 6 to 6, and then Saturday, Sunday by appointment only.
You can put it all the way till Saturday.
Okay.
Some people on the weekends, because they're so busy during the week, they still want quotes on the weekend. More than happy to run out there and give you a quote. Or, you know, if you need something taken care of, we can come take care of it, you know.
Perfect.
We're available most of the time.
I love that. Do you have a crew?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. Now, as far as this goes, do you have business license? I know you have the LLC. Is there a business license requirement in Mississippi?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
We're in the process of getting ARBRA certification right now.
Okay.
But we're pretty close to getting that, which is ISA. So.
Perfect. And then, are you insured?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. The services that you're providing.
Well,
they'll get that from you during client onboarding. I'm just gathering the basic information. We're going to actually schedule an onboarding call with my technician where they're going to drill down, purchase domain, tell you exactly what we need, get into the verification and things like that. They like me to get the upfront, like, yes, you have it, no, you don't have it, things like that.
Gotcha.
Now, with the services, I know that you're offering tree services, but is that going to be everything for tree services? Are you doing, you know, trimming, pruning, crowning, removal, stump grinding?
We don't do stump grinding, but we'll do
okay.
Removals. We'll do tree trimming, pruning. You know, we will knock crowns down if needed be.
Okay.
You know, there's a few different services along those lines that we provide. Now, I don't do root injections and stuff, you know,
okay.
because I think if you do root injections, which is mixing up fertilizers and injecting the ground for the health of the tree,
mm-hmm.
then you get into the territory of arborist work.
Yeah.
But general tree removals, debris removals, different stuff like that, you know, that's services we provide along with aggregate.
Okay. Or do you want to go be put down for the land clearing or the bush hogging, or?
You can.
Okay.
I mean, they have plenty of land clearing services in that area. You know, they have bigger equipment than I do. You
okay.
know, so I'm not likely that I would get into that space, you know, but if someone needs some general stuff done, I could still provide some type of service, you know.
Okay. Let me see here. So are you doing the tree cabling?
I can do tree cabling.
Tell me what you
really
want to come up for.
I'd steer away from tree cabling because that's a lot of money, you know. Maybe in the future if I can change something with that, you know. I mean, if you got a tree that's sitting split and I need to throw a bolt through it or something, I can do that. But we still do structural pruning and stuff, though.
Okay. Now, the reason I'm asking these questions is they're going to take the services that you provide. They're also going to drill down more on keywords during client onboarding to verify exactly what you want us to program you in for. So it's not like you're married to this unless you want to be, okay? So you can always make changes or updates, and there's no additional charge for it, okay?
Okay.
Now, as far as your client onboarding call comes, time, we actually schedule hour increments. The call itself takes about 20, 30 minutes, but we block off an hour in case the technician is finishing up with the client in front of you. And you let me know what time frame is going to be best for you. So I have today between 1 and 2, 3 and 4, 4 and 5, or 5 and 6.
Between 1 and 2 is perfectly fine with me.
Perfect. Let me go ahead and lock that in. You're going to get an email notification that's going to say local/CI client interview EN English. It's going to say your phone number and Rick Garcia. This is going to serve as a placeholder within the Google Calendar. Now, our call is going to come from our 877 phone number. As long as I'm readily available, I will be the person to call and introduce you to your onboarding agent. Unless I'm on the phone with a client, like I am with you right now, is the only reason that I wouldn't be able to introduce you to your onboarding agent. Now, in order to secure the listing today for the credit card you're putting on file, is that middle initial on there A, or is it just your first and last name?
It's middle initial A.
Okay. And Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
Pretty sure it's Discover. Let me get it real quick. I'm gonna call it.
Sure.
I'm actually on the road right now. I had to come to the back real quick. Not only do I run a business, but I also work another job as well.
Okay. Well, this is going to allow you to slowly move that over where you want it to be, working totally for yourself, you know?
So 5178, that's Discover, if I'm not mistaken.
Five is MasterCard.
Okay. All right. I think 4 is Visa.
Okay. All right. So I'm ready for the card number. You said 5178?
Yes, ma'am. 5178.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, how much did you say it is?
It's the 348. Yeah, it's the 348 today, and then reoccurring is 249, and I'm going to read a voice verification outlining the service agreement with Local Splash.
Okay. Well, I can put that on my debit.
Okay. Whichever you prefer.
Actually Visa.
Okay. All right, and I'm ready for the card number. Go ahead.
4378.
Uh-huh.
1600.
Mm-hmm.
1450.
Mm-hmm.
9614.
Expiration month and year?
Expiration of 0326.
Three-digit code on the back?
715.
And then I need to set a security.
Billing zip is...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry. What?
No, you go ahead. You tell me the billing zip.
The billing zip is 39525.
39525. Got it. Okay, and is that a different zip code than the physical address?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I have the physical address is 39556.
That's correct. This is just the billing zip for personal account of mine.
Okay. So then what is the actual billing address on that as well?
9542.
Mm-hmm.
Kale Place, Diamond Head, Mississippi.
Is Kale Place K-A-L-E?
Yes, ma'am.
Place in Diamond Head. Got it. Now, did you move to Mississippi? You don't seem to have that southern accent.
No, ma'am. I lived in Mississippi my whole life.
I was born in Mobile, Alabama. I lost my accent. So,
really?
Yeah, I know it's hard to tell.
I've traveled the country for so long. You know, maybe it's gone by the wayside, I guess. No.
You still very
respectful. Give me some drinks in me or something.
It know. All comes out.
Two things are going to come out. You know, either I'm going to go full Hispanic, you know, because I'm Spanish, or uh-huh. I'll just go redneck kicking it with the boys, you know. Depends on what pair of boots I got on that day, I guess.
Yep.
You know?
Which hat you're wearing that night, huh? If it's cowboy
yeah,
or sombrero.
Right. Yeah, that ain't a doubt.
Oh.
Most people don't want to see the sombrero out of me. You know?
Right?
Man.
Get fired up, huh? Oh, man.
Yeah.
I need to set a security question for your account. You get to choose. It's your choice of your first pet's name, the city you were born in, or your mother's maiden name.
City I was born in is Gulfport.
Gulfport? Perfect.
Yeah. Gulfport.
Now, we set this to protect your proprietary information. If you get a call at any point, Rick, and you're not sure if it's Local Splash, somebody may sound like Local Splash, but they haven't clearly identified themselves, then you ask for your security password because we're never calling you to ask you for any more money. Okay?
Okay.
It's super rare, but we have it set in place for that reason. Now, I'm going to process the account for the 348, and then I'm going to read a voice verification. If at any point during the voice verification you have any questions for me, feel free to stop me so I can give you a further explanation. And it reads like this.
Right.
Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call has been recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, please state the name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Twisted Pines Tree Service, LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Rick A. Garcia, and I am the owner of Twisted Pines Tree Service, LLC.
Rick, are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes, I am.
Are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
I am.
In order to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours, which is 3 actual days to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
In hiring our company, Local Splash, as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. In order to get results, no, I already read that. Sorry. Your payment for the initial term and account setup has been charged for today's date, which is May 20th, 2024, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $348 for the all-inclusive platinum package and setup fee. This is a true flat rate. There's no hidden taxes, no additional click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind whatsoever. It is a reoccurring payment that will take place again on the 20th day of every month. Should you choose to pause your service or discontinue your service for any reason, we ask that you do so by letting myself or client support know within 3 days of the billing. Do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
All right. I'd like to be the first to welcome and congratulate you for going with Local Splash. We look forward to meeting all of your marketing needs. Now, if you look, it's been a series of text messages sent to you. One of them is going to say, Rick A., thank you for choosing Local Splash. You sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Please click here to accept subscription terms.
All right.
Once you open that up, it's going to say Local Splash Terms of Experience. Do you see that?
Yes, ma'am.
perfect. As you scroll through, you're going to see an asterisk by certain things and may or may not be included in your package. At this time, when you scroll down to the very, very bottom, you will see the local SEO, Facebook ads, custom My Site Design is all inclusive with your package. If you ever want to add Google Ads or Google Guarantee, which is Google's own pay-per-lead guaranteed lead service, then please just let me know. We can talk about upgrade whenever you're ready. As you can see, price points locked in at $249, reoccurring at the $249. Please go ahead and click the two boxes. The first one certifying you're the person who made the purchase today on behalf of the company. Second one, that you do enable SMS text messaging to local Splash, and then type in your first name, middle initial, last name, please.
All right. All right. So now I'm logging to the login page.
Okay. And login phone number is going to be the number that we're currently speaking on. And you've been sent a text message on how to access this later on because you are working. But the password is going to be all lowercase, and it's S-E-M, as in Mary, Bing, B-I-N-G. It's all one word. So S-E-M-B-I-N-G.
All right. Just log into it.
Perfect. So this is the tracking and reporting system. Obviously, it's bare bones right now because we just signed you up. Client onboarding is going to be coming in the next about 30 minutes or so. We may call, you know, at 1. We may call at 102 or 107, depending on how far the technician is in front of us to get everything squared away. This will be how you track everything. It will be how you upload new photos, how you access literally everything. It's going to be the hub, okay?
All right.
All right, Rick, do you have any further questions for me at the moment?
No, ma'am.
All right. Well, I'd like to be the first to welcome you to the local Splash family. We look forward to meeting all of your marketing needs, and I'll give you a shout here in just a little bit to get everything squared away, okay?
Sounds good with me.
All right, hon. I'll talk to you later.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye-bye.